The Biden-Harris inauguration, when the wall becomes a door. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris leapt into action after taking the oath of office Wednesday. Biden signed 17 executive actions, dismantling many of Donald Trump's signature policies. Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement and the World Health Organization, ended the Muslim travel ban, halted most deportations and construction of the border wall, fortified DACA, rescinded the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, implemented a nationwide mask mandate on federal property, and much more. Kamala Harris is the first woman, first African-American, first Asian-American, first Indian-American, and the first Caribbean-American to hold the office of vice president. As president of the Senate, she swore in Alex Padilla, California's first Latinx U.S. senator, appointed to fill the Senate seat she vacated, as well as Georgia's two new Democratic senators, John Ossoff, the first Jewish senator from Georgia, and Reverend Raphael Warnock, the first African-American Democrat elected to the Senate from the South. The Democrats thus gained control of the Senate, albeit by a razor-thin 50-50 margin, with Vice President Harris able to cast tie-breaking votes. All this was made possible by the mass movements that brought these politicians to power. Like the elected officials they supported, movement organizers also wasted no time, announcing pressure campaigns to push the Biden-Harris administration to pursue progressive policies. Politicians respond to pressure. Make me do it. Those were the words President Franklin Delano Roosevelt famously told union and civil rights organizer A. Philip Randolph, who was demanding help for African Americans and working people.
It is a time for Joe Biden to deliver results for the multiracial majority that delivered the presidency to him.
That's Waleed Shaheed, spokesperson for Justice Democrats, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
We want to see Joe Biden deliver on the four issues that he says himself that he has a mandate on the pandemic, on the economy, on the climate crisis, and on systemic racism.
The climate-focused Sunrise Movement started with protests focused on now Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Dick Durbin, and a national Sunrise Day of Action on the day after Biden's inauguration. Sunrise Movement's executive director, Varshini Prakash, said in a statement, "In the midst of major crises, including the hottest year on record, a global pandemic, record inequality, and a failing democracy, America is at a crossroads." She added, "The decade of the Green New Deal must start now," unquote. The Sunrise Movement is calling for a massive mobilization to transition our society off of fossil fuels. The window to enact change is narrow. Democrats control the presidency, the House, and the Senate. But the 2022 election may shift control of Congress back to Republicans. Senator Bernie Sanders, whose presidential campaign inspired and engaged tens of millions of progressives, is advocating for swift action using a procedure known as budget reconciliation, through which major legislation can be passed in the Senate by a simple majority vote, bypassing the filibuster. Sanders is now the chair of the Senate Budget Committee and thus will wield significant influence over Congress's power of the purse. Democrats are also hoping to pass H.R. 1, the For the People Act, a bill to strengthen fundamental aspects of our democratic process. It passed the House in 2019 and has languished in the Senate under Mitch McConnell. It would end partisan gerrymandering, make it much easier to register to vote, declare Election Day as a national holiday, provide public funding for campaigns, and more. This year, state legislatures will use the results of the 2020 U.S. Census to redraw congressional districts. Republicans control the legislatures in 31 states, where they're expected to carve up districts to maximize their political power, even while representing a minority of U.S. voters. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 partisan decision, ruled that federal courts could not hear challenges to gerrymander districts. H.R. 1 would change that.
This moment is a once-in-a-generation moment for the United States of America, that Joe Biden really could be known historically as one of the most transformative presidents in American history, like a Lincoln, like an FDR, like an LBJ.
Again, that's Waleed Shaheed on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. One of Wednesday's highlights was the nation's youngest poet ever to read at an inauguration. 22-year-old Amanda Gorman finished The Hill We Climb just after the January 6th violent attack on the Capitol. It includes the lines,
"We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright."
Progressives faced a wall, literally and figuratively, with Donald Trump. With Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the wall has become a door. Whether it gets slammed shut or kicked open depends on the efforts of mass movements. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.